The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
We've been going through a series of programs as to how it will be in God's world when Christ returns to this earth and establishes His kingdom and government over the whole earth and rules it with a rod of iron, meaning authority, that God's law and His word, the Bible, will be taught and mankind will hear and listen and understand and begin to live by God's way of give and love. And the result will be, as God describes His world in many places in the Bible, Christ's throne will be in Jerusalem. And as the Bible tells us, His law will flow out to the whole earth. Jesus Christ will make His abode on earth, not in heaven. And the meek or the saints will inherit the earth, not heaven. Notice what God has to say along this line in Revelation 5, verses 9 through 10. Revelation 5, verses 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Speaking of the time when Christ returns and establishes His throne and His government and His kingdom on this earth, those that are being trained now from Abel right down to the time that Christ returns, the saints, the meek, will inherit the earth and will be kings and priests or teachers with Christ in His kingdom, which will be this earth. Notice what Amos has to say in the book of Amos here along this line of how it's going to be in the world tomorrow. Amos 9, verses 13 through 15. It's speaking of the same time of peace and prosperity. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Eternal, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him who sows seed. The mountains shall drip down with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it." Now, God is talking about a time of prosperity, when you'll barely have the crops out or won't even have them gathered, and it's time to plant another one. That's how it's going to be. There's going to be such bumper, fruitful crops in the world tomorrow. And notice what He says in verse 14. Still speaking of this same time when Christ returns, it says, "I will bring back the captivities of my people Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them." Notice this, my friends, and I've been telling you on this program for 2 or 3 years now that Israel is going to be in captivity when Christ returns, and that means the United States and the British-speaking people. It says, "I will bring back the captivities of my people, Israel. They shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and drink wine from them. They shall also make gardens and eat fruit from them." And another thing it's telling us is that it will be an agricultural society in God's kingdom. "I will plant them in their land, and no longer shall they be pulled up from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." Isaiah has a lot to say about the world tomorrow as well. Isaiah describes the way it will be under the rule of Christ on this earth. Notice in Isaiah 35, verses 1 through 10. Isaiah 35, verses 1 through 10. Says, "The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose." Now, when you drive through a desert area now out west, you don't see the desert blossoming and blooming like a rose, do you? No, it's very arid, very dry. But it will be changed. That will all be changed under the rule of Jesus Christ. Rain will come in due season. Verse 2, "It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God. Strengthen you the weak hands, and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you." And we're going to need that, my friends. This whole earth is going to need that. Going to need the return of Jesus Christ to strengthen us and make things right. And that's exactly what Christ is going to do. Notice in verse 5, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped." Speaking physically and spiritually, going to be a lot of healings take place under Christ's rule. And also, people are going to know and understand God's Word. They're going to hear it and be able to see and understand His way of life and begin to live His way. Verse 6, then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing, for water shall burst forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Speaking again physically and spiritually here. Yes, we're going to leap like a deer for the joy of knowing God's way and living God's way and having the abundance of life that we will have then, the good life. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass and reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. Speaking of God's way of life that is going to be known throughout the entire earth. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks that road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there. Now, this could be certainly speaking about no sinner will be there. No sinner will be causing trouble in God's kingdom. If they do, they won't be around very long. But the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing and everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Sounds like going to be a wonderful time, doesn't it? And indeed it will be. Isaiah continues here in Isaiah 11, verses 9 through 10, says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, because all of the holy mountain means the whole earth of God, God's whole earth that He's going to be king over and ruling over. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now, if it were that way today, and mankind would live accordingly, we would have a utopian world and would have had for these last 6,000 years. But of course, we know it isn't that way in Satan's kingdom. And Satan is doing all that he can and has done all that God has allowed him to do to see to it that it isn't that way, because he doesn't want it that way. He has mankind right where he wants them, held captive to his ways. Verse 10 says, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people. Speaking of Christ here, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. Yes, the Gentiles are going to seek Jesus Christ in that day as well. Isaiah 12, verses 1 through 6 continues here, and in that day you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me. Now notice, this is speaking about an attitude that will be prevailing in the nations of Israel in that day, and finally over the entire earth. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Eternal is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Yes, indeed, everyone will know the plan of salvation and know how to live according to that plan. Verse 4, and in that day you will say, praise the Eternal, call upon His name, declare His deeds among the nation, make mention that His name is exalted, sing to the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst. And when we develop this mindset and attitude, God will bless us immensely for our obedience and reverence to our God. Yes, this is the way it will be in God's world. When Christ takes over the kingdoms of this earth, and you could be preparing to have a position of rulership with and under Christ in God's world. Notice what God has to say here in Ezekiel 28, beginning in verse 24. Ezekiel 28, beginning in verse 24. And there shall no longer be a pricking briar or a painful thorn for the house of Israel from among all who are around them. I notice this, my friends. This is telling us something. Israel is going to have respect in that day. You know, the nation of Israel, the United States, the British people now, and especially England, and the little nation of Judah that we call Israel today over in the Palestine area, you know, we don't have much respect anymore, do we? When they can come here and call our president a devil, as has just happened, That isn't any respect. That's just one small example of the way the United States is hated and despised around this earth. There shall no longer be a pricking briar or a painful thorn for the house of Israel from among all who are around them, who despise them. Notice that, who despise them. Then they shall know that I am the eternal God. Thus says the eternal God, when I have gathered the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they are scattered, yes, again, we will be scattered, we will be in captivity, and am hallowed in them in the sight of the Gentiles, then they will dwell in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. Now notice this, verse 26, and they will dwell safely there. Well, we don't dwell too safe today, do we? But there's a time of coming that we're speaking of now, under God's rule, that we will dwell safely. And they will build houses and plant vineyards. Yes, they will dwell securely. When I execute judgments on all those around them who despise them. Yes, God says that the Gentile nations that hate Israel are going to be paid back. Then they shall know that I am the eternal, their God. If you would like to begin to understand more about God's world and how you can have a part in it, then you need to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course, which will walk you through the pages of the Bible, putting it together that will make it come alive, and you will begin to love God's Word and to understand the purpose of life here and now and where you are going to spend eternity. There's nothing as important to you, my friends, as to enroll in this Bible correspondence course if you want to know God's way and what's going to take place in the future. Also, request our free booklet, The Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You? And they're both free, and all you need to do is just call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and ask to be enrolled in our free Bible correspondence course and request your free booklet, Kingdom of God, What Does That Mean to You?
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.